こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。じゃあ1個目のニュースいきます。アメリカの漫画出版社アーチーコミックスの女性 CEO が人権侵害で訴えられています。59歳の女性 CEO ナンシー・シルバー・クレイは、社長や編集長を含む5人の男性従業員のことを名前ではなくペニスと頻繁に呼んだとして33億円の訴訟を起こされています。29ページにも及ぶ告訴状には、会議中にペニスと叫ぶ、従業員とその家族へのストーカー行為、従業員を怖がらせる目的でオフィスにギャングを連れてこようとするなどの様々な被害が羅列されています。訴訟に関しシルバー・クレイは、人権侵害は白人男性には適用されないと発言し、さらに波紋を呼んでいます。
Nancy Silberkleit, the CEO of Archie Comics, has been accused of sexual harassment by 5 employees. Silberkleit's lawyer argues that the gender discrimination lawsuit should be thrown out simply because the employees behind the lawsuit are all white men and therefore do not belong to a protected class. The lawyers for the plaintiffs claim that Silberkleit's use of the word penis, Silberkleit used the word penis frequently to refer to male employees and would even randomly shout it out during business meetings. Silberkleit took over as co-CEO following her husband's death in 2008.
名前の代わりにペニスを使うって結構斬新だよね。
うん、
あのピーネスがさ、こんなこと言ってたんだけどみたいなことでしょ。
Well, I think she was calling people penis to their face.
Yeah, they were doing that. She was doing that too. Yeah. なんか会議室にいきなり入ってきて指さしてピーネスって言って去っていくとか、やばいよね。
What do you think motivates people to do something like this? Or might be the motivating factor for a womanto do something like this.
まあ、なんかそのジェンダーのパワーバランスというか。
You think she's compensating for the fact that she's kind of overcompensating because she's a woman CEO and.
それもあると思うよ。
Perhaps she's afraid that she's not going to get the respect that she deserves simply because of her gender.
それもあるかもしれないけど、やっぱ overcompensating、なんかそのやっぱり女性が上り詰める。のって大変だから、それを今仕返ししてるつもりなんじゃない。
うん。
She's like the CEO, so なんかやめてくださいとか言えない雰囲気なんじゃないの。
In the article, they mentioned that she took over following her husband's death in 2008. And that she has shown this kind of odd behavior since.At least 2011.
Yeah, でもその前からなんかその旦那さんが生きてる時にも、まだ結婚しない時に妊娠した状態でなんかオフィスに乱入してきて、なんか I'm pregnant with your child, so take responsibility みたいな叫んだりしてたんだって。
Oh, really?
だから結構もともとちょっと激しい人なんじゃない？
Huh.
なんか CEO だからっていうのもあるかもしれないけど、それ以前にちょっとなんていうの、she's probably an intense person.
How much sexual frustration do you think is involved here in marching around her office calling
people
male,
penis?
Yeah, employees penis.
まあやっぱりちょっとセックスした方がいいんじゃない？ちょっと溜まってる。
With her employees?
No, no. 外でさ、こうデートとか。
Outside.
うん。
Of work.
Yeah. Okay. Not like literally okay. outside, but. でも penis penis って呼んだことで33億円の訴訟って結構やばいよね。呼ばなきゃよかった。
Yeah. I'll take the money. Call me penis.
確かに。
I don't care.
その発想がすごいけどね。なんかその employee によると、この penis っていう言葉が彼女はすごい気に入っちゃって、ある時からもう常に使い始めるようになったみたいな。
You think there's employees that enjoyed it as well, or does it just get old? Is there a limit to the number of times you can be called penis?
自分が呼ばれてる立場じゃなかったら結構面白いと思う。 わあ、この会社やばいみたいな。ちょっと笑いの種みたいな。でも呼ばれてる本人はやっぱだって、何これ社長や編集長を含むって言ってるから、自分も結構偉い立場なのにピーネスって呼ばれてたら、自分の部下にもちょっとね示しがつかないというか、よくないよね。
Have you heard of the penis game?
What? 何それ、
I must have dumb friends for knowing this, but there are people who play the penis game where you're just sitting in a public place,
yeah,
and you take turns saying the word penis. Okay. But the rule is you have to say the word penis louder than the other person said it.
Oh.
So it's like who chickens out first?
Oh, okay.
So it'll just be like two dumb guys.
バーとかでってこと?
Yeah, the involvement of alcohol definitely makes the game more likely.
そうだよね。
Yeah. There's absolutely no point in that game.
でも私全然できると思うんだけど。
That game?
うん。絶対勝てる。
Really?
だってもうそこまでいったら恥ずかしいところなくない？ある？
Depends where you are.
あ、でもね、英語だったらできるけど日本語はちょっと無理。
Why?
わかんない。恥ずかしい日本語の方が。結構何でも日本語の方が恥ずかしくない？ I love you とかもさ。
I feel like conversations are definitely more private here.Aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, in public places.
Yeah, people don't get
yeah,
as...
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. In the States, no one cares if you hear what they're saying.
しかも勝手に会話に入ってくるしね、知らない人が。
Yeah, that happens.
うん、日本だと絶対ないね。海外だと。
I get in random conversations with people on the train sometimes.
Oh,
like
here?
Like 山手線. Yeah, oh. Like random guys start talking to me.
Oh, you mean foreigners?
Yeah, mostly black guys.
Nande?
I don't know. They're just really talkative.
Okay. Hmm.
So I'll be on the train. Some black dude will get on the train and all of a sudden we're just talking about Tokyo. It's cool though. I appreciate that. As long as you're not a weirdo.
Yeah. Yeah, there are
a lot
of weirdos.
I've talked to some weirdos on the train.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you look like one of them.They think you're nakama.
I'm weirdo and nakama.
Ah, nakama da, みたいな.
I think... I don't know.、
Okay. 次。1980年から90年代に広まった、いわゆる Valley Girl Talk と呼ばれる語尾を上げて話す方法が男性にも広がっていることが判明しました。南カリフォルニアの若い女性の話し方として知られる UpTalk が UCSD の言語学者と学生の研究で最近になって男性にも話されていることが分かりました。24人のカリフォルニア生まれの男女に道順やテレビのワンシーンの説明をしてもらい、その音声を分析したところ、男女ともに語尾を上げて話していました。言語学で正式には High Rising Terminal と呼ばれるこの話し方は、自分に自信があり社会性がある人によく使われるとのことです。
University of California San Diego linguist Amanda Richard and her team recorded 12 male and 12 female native Southern Californians as they read various practical phrases. Both groups raised the pitch of their voice at the ends of sentences, something linguists refer to as HRTOr high-rising terminal. Experts believe that uptalk is becoming more prevalent for younger generations.
そう、あの語尾をね、質問じゃない時に上げて話すのと、まあ、あとその Valley Girl Slangs みたいなスラングなんか、まあマミとマイケルも結構使ってるけどね、 like とか。 It's like, it was like, I was like,
Yeah, there's weird...
って言っちゃう。
English is really fluid and tekito in its most colloquial form, like casual form.
まあ日本語
way more so than Japanese, I feel like.
Yeah, colloquial Japanese の方が適当だよ。あの文法がこう数学みたいに英語みたいにちゃんとしてないから。
Have you heard rap before?
Yeah.
There's people that talk
like that.
There's, yeah, if you depending on where you are, but you could go to Compton, mm. and you wouldn't understand anything. Mm. Like, I wouldn't understand most of what these guys are saying. Like, the way they talk is
Can you monomane dekiru? Monomane. Compton monomane.
I don't know anything really specific to Compton.
Okay.
But a lot of words are different. Like, I would say to ask a question, right?
Mm.
But some people would say, like, ax.
Eh?
They say, ax me.
Eh, nande, nande, nande?
I asked him.
そっちの方が言いやすいからってこと?
There's just, it's just different speech patterns. Just people speak differently.
What?
And so much of the grammar goes out the window, too, with some parts of the U.S.
そうね.
But the range is crazy. The range from redneck to valley girl to the ghetto to, I don't know,
some fancy white lady. 日本語も結構さ、なんかほら、 デヴィ夫人みたいな、私はみたいな話し方と、
ギャルみたいな話し方と政治家の話し方とか、あとサッカー選手の話し方とか、結構。What's サッカー選手の話し方？サッカー選手のインタビューって結構全部同じじゃん、みんな。まあ、なんとかなんでね、なんとかなんでね、まあ、なんとかなんでね、みたいな。Isn't
that just
the 話し方 of someone that wants to leave?
No, they all sound the same for some reason. あと電車の車掌さんとか、何言ってるか分かんないみたいな。とか、まあ結構職業にも左右されるかもしれないけど。
I've heard that the train conductor, the guy that you hear on the train, he talks in a nasally voice on purpose.
あ、そうそうそう、もちろん。
So that it's distinguished.
Of course it's on purpose. あれナチュラルだったらやばいじゃん。
I don't know.
そう、 ああいう声で話した方が、まあ、電車で他に話してる人の声にかき消されないっていう。らしいんだけど、たまにやりすぎて全然何言ってるか分かんない人いるよね。 え?みたいな。
I usually understand it pretty clearly.
Oh yeah? たまにね、すごい人いるよ。ちょっとやりすぎの人。 そう、でもこのValley Girl Talkね、どういうのか分かんないっていう人は、昔の Clueless っていう映画、 Paul Rudd が出てんの。 And Silver, Alicia Silverstone. Alicia.
What's the name of the movie?
Clueless. 知らないの?古いValley Girl の映画。あとは、MTVの The Hills とか Laguna Beach とか見ると、 みんなそうやって語尾を上げて話してる。 Oh my god. You're like so awesome. Like, whatever. Totally.
Well, without even going that far, there's definitely weird speech habits that everyone tends to have. I say a lot. I say like a lot.
あの、ポッドキャストやってると特にね、それが出ちゃうよね。私もなんかってすごい言ってる。You
say John a lot too.
ジャンも言うし、あとこのってすごい言ってる、私。なんか、多分英語の話し方そのまま日本語に移っちゃったみたいな。なんか、this guy とかのthis が。 You know, I went to this store the other day のthis みたいな。 それをなんか日本語でも言っちゃってるらしくて。なんか。Can
you give us an example?
でも本当ポッドキャストやってる時いつも言ってるよ、私。この。でもそれ多分英語話してるから、話してるせいだと思うけど。やばいな。やばいもすごいじゃん。I
say and a lot too.
あ、そう?
Yeah. It's weird. It's hard to You kind of want to, like, just kaizen suru your way of speaking so that you can communicate better, expand your vocabulary,
you sound better, yeah.
Or you're more succinct,
yeah.
You're less wordy,
but
it's a lot harder than you'd expect.
So, ne. Dakara, honto no radio no pro no hito toka no guidebook mitai no hoshii mon. Kore wa yuu na mitai na. なんかっていっぱい言っちゃいけないとかさ。なんかうちら全然気にしてないじゃん。
Well,
or at least me, I mean, そういうプロのブロードキャスティングの人のトレーンとか受けてないじゃん。だから
Yeah, but I don't We shouldn't talk like them. That's not what I don't think we should.
Yeah, but like if we use certain words way too much, then it gets annoying, I feel like. But なんか普段通り話してるから
I'm not a fan of that fake way of talking that professional broadcasters use. It's fake. It's useless. It's not.
Well, it's not useless.
It's not real.
I think,
like if you talk to your friends like that, they'll just be like, "What are
まあ、ね、
you doing?"
あの滝川クリステルみたいな話し方。
Like the way that presidents talk, it's so fake. That podium talking, nobody talks like that.
まあ、ね、
at all.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that talks the way that presidents talk?
No, but
no, right?
あの天皇とかもそうじゃないでも私はなんとかでみたいな I mean they have to talk really slowly so that they won't make any mistake or なんかやばいこと言っちゃったりとかしないようにとか、
mm.
I guess まあ目的によってちょっと変わるんじゃない、
yeah. Well we can say やばいこと so it's not a big deal
そうね Yeah 次、MIT が一番難しい早口言葉を発表しましたPat kid poured curd pulled cold、昔から特定の言葉の組み合わせを早く言うことが困難なのは知られていましたが今回 MIT の言語学者が早口言葉で起きる間違いを分析し一番難しい早口言葉を作り出しました例えばトイボートを早く言うとトイボイトとなってしまうようなもう一つの言葉につられる場合あとトップカップを早く言うとトカップやタカップなど新しい音になってしまう場合今回の早口言葉はこうした何種類かの間違いを引き出す言葉を合わせて作られました
Pad kid poured curd pulled cold According to a recent speech study by MIT This is the most difficult tongue twister in the world Other top contenders include The top cop saw a cop top And a peck of pickled peppersPeter Piper picked. If Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers, where's the peck of pickled peppers that Peter Piper picked? According to MIT psychologist Shetuck Hufnagel, speech errors help us understand how the brain plans and processes speech. When things go wrong, that can tell you something about how the typical error-free operation should go, she said.
Top cup, top cup, top cup, top cup.
Have you seen the YouTube video of the woman, the anchor woman,trying to say top cop、
mm.
but she makes a mistake and says top cock
whoa
and then she says top cock again
whoa
and then she tries to correct herself again I think she says top cock like three times like she couldn't get it out the right way
下ネタ、
oh.
えそれ何準備してる時の映像ってこと
no that was live
oh
yeah she was trying to talk about a top cop
あ、このニュース読んでるってこ、読んでたってこと? Or?
Oh no, not this news. No, just some other story about
早口言葉?
No, no, about a top cop.
Oh, literally?
A police officer,
oh.
yeah. Yeah, it was a real news story. And she kept saying top cop.
Wow.
And the thing about mispronouncing something like that and saying cock、
mm.
instead of cop、
mm.
like that there's that's much worse than a regular
そうねあの実際に意味がある言葉を言っちゃうとね
yeah because
普通に噛むだけじゃなくて
they call it a Freudian slip、
mm.
so a Freudian slip is where some thoughts that you have in your subconscious that you don't actually intend to express publicly sneak into yourinto your speech.
それでもフロイトに言わせると全部セクシュアルのなんか unconscious なセクシュアルのことになっちゃうじゃん。
But Freudian slips are definitely real.
Cup is close to the word cock.
Yeah, but right? why would you say? But why would that happen?
I don't know. わかんない。
It's like it's not on your conscious brain level. It's subconscious.
日本のアナウンサーの方がまだ救われるというかさこう一文字間違えただけですごい下ネタになっちゃうっていうのは日本語の方が少なさそうじゃない、
mm.
Like cock and dick とかなんか tits とか日本英語の方がちょっと下ネタの言葉が簡単じゃん、yeah. fuck とか it's really short 何 one syllable
yeah
日本語の方がなんか長いからそういう間違い少なそうじゃない？わかんないけどでもこの hacked poured curd pulled cold はそこまでかなっていう気もするけどね、そのさっきのピーターパイパーとかなんか他に難しいのいっぱいあるような気もするけど、それやって
You first
I don't remember
Okay I'll do itHow much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
Yay! すごい超早いじゃん日本語もあるんだよね、いろいろ
言ってみて
How much?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
If a woodchuck could chuck wood
If a woodchuck could chuck wood
Yeah
Yay!
no, now faster
How much wood?
遅いよ
できないの早口言葉
次The world's oldest human DNA was recently discovered in a 400,000-year-old thigh bone. The thigh bone was found in an ancient underground Spanish cave known as the Pit of Bones. The DNA belongs to an early human species known as Homo heidelbergensis. Using advanced techniques for retrieving and sequencing degraded DNA, scientists were able to reconstruct a near-complete mitochondrial genome. Surprisingly, despite the skeletal structure being similar to that of Neanderthals,DNA analysis suggests that the creature shares a common ancestor with Denisovans dating back to 700,000 years ago. This is surprising as scientists expected these early humans to share a common ancestor with Neanderthals.
世界で最古の人間の DNA が発見されました。この DNA は Pit of Bones と呼ばれるスペインの地下洞窟で見つかった40万年前の人間の大腿骨から採取されました。これはホモハイデルベルゲンシスという人族の一種のものです。劣化した DNA を復元する最新の技術により、ほぼ完璧なミトコンドリア DNA を再建することに成功しました。骨格はネアンデルタール人に似ているものの、DNA によると70万年前に存在したデニソワ人に近いということです。初期の人類はネアンデルタール人に近かったと考えられていたため、これは新しい発見となりました。遺伝子の研究により、現代の人類はネアンデルタール人とデニソワ人の両方と過去に交わっていることが分かっています。この間ね、この何人種を超えたセックスオージーの話したもんね。
うん。
いろいろ混ざってるっていうアバター状態、yeah. アバター状態でもこの人たちは Were they hairy?
I'm sure they were hairy
Why wouldn't they be? あんまりセクシーじゃないか
You're not into hairy hairy dudes
and hairy girls?
Hairy girls はわかんないけどとりあえず hairy dudes はどう思う
ヘイリーの度合いにも今の人類のヘイリーだったら別にいいけどもさもさ腕とか何お腹とかは嫌だな
So the first thing you think of is whether or not ancient 400,000 year old humans were too hairy to have sex with
だってさだってこのネアンデルタール人とかデニソワ人とか何ホモサピエンスとかがこうみんな交わってセックスしてるってどういう状態だろうって思うじゃん
It was almost all of it was rape, I'm sure
Do you think some of them are romantic? なんか
No
昔でもさこういうネアンデルタル人とかもお墓作ったりしてたじゃん Right? そういう感じでなんか
Not that long ago, not 400,000 years ago
I guess, but なんかさお花あげたりとかないのかなだってペンギンだってさなんか石あげたりするじゃん綺麗なそれでメイチしたりとか
What?
They give like
Rocks to each other?
そう yeah, or 男の子が女の子になんかツルツルの石とかをあげてなんかプロポーズっていうか
ああ
そう可愛いんだよだからもしかしたらやってたかもしれないじゃんネアンデルタル人もなんかアバター状態あの村のあのデニソワ人の女の子マジ可愛いんだよねみたいなのをネアンデルタル人が言ってるみたいなダメそれ
It was all rape for sure.
Yeah, that's
these guys were savages. They were savages. They were stocky and wide, extremely powerful humans, hairy.
Yeah, その中の何人かはロマンチックだったと思いたい私は。
But this kind of helps fill in the picture of where we came from. Where did humans come from? Because we still don't know at all where humans came from. We don't know if we came, if it was panspermia, life came from a comet or life or what happened. But as far as fairly recent history and the evolution of man, that picture is slowly being filled in with by things like this.
But wait, you think it was all rape? So,
well,
いつから男が女にこう優しく、or まあ女の子が男にもそうだけど、こうロマンチックにして好かれようとしてでセックスまで持ち込めるっていうのはいつ頃始まったと思うじゃん。I mean, this romanticism and
you could probably there's a really good book called Sex at Dawn. By Chris Ryan.
Right.
That probably covers some of this in some detail. I don't really remember.
Okay.
What his position on it was. But he's like an expert on human sexuality, like ancient human sexuality. But I would expect that kind of behavior has always been around. It's just I mean, just look at how we treat, look at the relationship between men and women now, and then look at the relationship between men and women 20 years ago, and then 100 years ago. Like, it's a really recent phenomenon where women, you know, really seem to, I don't know.
What? Well, 確かにでも、あの、50年。
Treated fairly.
50年とか100年までいかなくても、まあ、10年とか20年でも結構変わるもんね。そのどういうふうにお互いを扱わなくちゃいけないとか、お互いのジェンダーロールズ、女は何をして、男は何をするっていう。
Actually, now that I think about it, I do remember him talking about, Chris Ryan talking about how in certain like hunter-gatherer villages, women were actually very much in control because they were the ones that would that were supplying all the food you know with their like really basic early agricultural stuff and gathering of like fruits and nuts and things whereas men were gone almost all the time hunting and occasionally they would bring back something
そうするとでもさ女が男をレイプしたりとかもするのかなIf women have all the power,
not like, physical power, but they just have leverage.
But you have so much power, like social power. Like you're like, I don't know, 39 or something, and then you could like you look at like a 19-year-old boy, and you're like, oh, you're so cute. Let's just do it.
I don't know how many people were living to 39 back then, either.
Well, maybe you're like, I don't know, 20.
Why does it have to be a cougar?
Well, because she's like strong and she's like the leader, mitaina.
I don't know. All these ancient civilizations or these primitive civilizations seem to work somewhat differently, though.
まあでもとりあえずみんな毛深いってことだよね。みんなふわふわだったんだ。
I don't even know that for sure. Maybe.
みんなふわふわだったんだ。いいな。
どっち？
もう今寒いから寒いから今日すごいなんか毛生えてるの羨ましいじゃん。次。
Australian researchers have discovered huge freshwater reserves under the ocean floor. The research published in the journal Nature shows significant evidence indicating that fresh groundwater reserves exist off the shores of Africa, North America, China, and Australia. It is estimated that 500,000 cubic kilometers of fresh water is trapped in these aquifers under the ocean.
オーストラリアの研究者が海底の下に大量の真水が保存されているのを発見しました。ネイチャー誌に 表された今回の発見で、アフリカ、北アメリカ、中国、オーストラリアの海底の下に真水が保存されていることが分かりました。合計で50万キュービックキロもの真水が眠っていると見積もられています。なんかこのポッドキャストやってるとさ、地球とか人類に関する発見ってすごいまだまだあるんだなと思うよね。なんかほらよく宇宙とか外のこと見てるけど、うん、なんか自分たちの星のことも結構新しい発見すごいまだまだあるよね。
It seems like we would have known this already.
ね。
Like, なんで分かんなかった? What are you talking about? There's 500,000 cubic kilometers of fresh water under the ocean. That sounds unbelievable.
うん。どうなってんの?しかも。
I don't know.
So it's
in aquifers.
だからその海底の sand っていうかさ、soil がどれぐらい分厚いのか分かんないけどさ、until you reach the fresh water.混ざらなかったってことだもんね、ずっと。
Yeah. I don't know how it got there. They don't really explain that. There's just evidence that this groundwater, this fresh groundwater exists. And it would be very difficult to actually obtain it without contaminating all of it. Because it's under the ocean.
まあそうだよね、そうだよね。だって穴開けたら混ざっちゃうもんね。
Yeah.
なんで真水なんだろうね。どうやってそこに真水がストアされてんの。
I have no idea.
It's so weird.
I don't understand it.
ね、But, すごい不思議。
There's a huge problem with the scarcity of fresh water on this planet.
Yeah.
They used to talk about it all the time when I was...in school.
確かに。
When I was in middle school, it was always like, there's no water, we have no water, don't leave the faucet on when you're brushing your teeth.
まあ、その水不足みたいな、本当に夏に雨が全然降らなくて、ダムが乾いちゃったみたいなことも実際あったよね。私ちっちゃい時あった。え、日本で。東京で。で、なんかシャワーとかお風呂とか、ちょっと節水みたいな、すごい言われたりとか。最近あんま言われないね、そういえば。
I never hear about it anymore.
ね、最近なんか地球温暖化とかに押されて水の話全然されてないね。確か私が小学校ぐらいの時が一番すごかった気がする。水がな、このままだとなくなりますみたいな。で、小学校ぐらいの時に言われるとなんかあと5年ぐらいでなくなるかと思うじゃん。So yeah. I remember being super scared, like, あ、やばいやばいみたいな。
I wonder if modern desalination technology or dam technology or something is kind of
変わったのかもね。
Or if people just don't really care anymore. Do you remember that Bond movie?
Which one?
I think it's Quantum of Solace.
The casino one?
No, that's Casino
Royale.
Royale. Quantum of Solace, where it's like there's like a conspiracy to...take control of the water supply in Bolivia, so they're sending Bond in there to like, I don't remember. I don't really remember the story.
Okay.
The Bond girl is pretty fine though. But yeah, that's the only thing I've heard recently about the scarcity of water is that Bond movie. Isn't that weird?
そうだね。
That this James、
weird.
Bond movie is literally the only time I've heard about this problem.
ニュースとかテレビでも。
I think they had,
水の話はしてない。
Rules in the States too. In some parts of the U.S., you're not allowed to water your lawn on certain days, or you're not allowed to wash your car on certain days.
Yeah, だってアメリカのさ、スプリンクラーやばいじゃん。
Oh yeah, it.
どんだけ水使ってんのみたいな。
Everyone's house in the States looks like an oasis.
Yeah, すごいじゃん。あれは確かにちょっとびっくりするね。
Lawns are really a big deal there.
あとヨーロッパの噴水、スペインとかの、it's almost like every five blocks 噴水があるのね、道の真ん中に超でかい。それで水不足ですって言ってんのにめっちゃ噴水出てんの。It's like, ああ、もう水足りないから飲む水なくなりそう。Like, this summer has been so hot って言いながら、
Where?
ファウンテンだけ超 full function.
Where else in the world does that American front lawn culture exist?
いや、 Canada? Do they have it?
Do they?
わかんない.
Because in the States, everyone, not everyone, but if you're living in the suburbs, but outside of the city, you have like this really nice house, maybe one or two stories tall, huge front lawn, huge backyard, and you have sprinklers all over your front lawn, or just like hose.
Yeah.
That you've just punched a bunch of holes into.
Yeah.
And then it's just keeping your grass pristine.
Yeah. 日本ももちろん。
That's so 贅沢 if you really think about it.
日本も庭ある人いるけど、うちも前庭あったけど、別に雨の水でどうにかなってたんだけど。I don't understand why they have to put... あとアメリカの大学とか、もうその辺中にスプリンクラーあってすごいよね。
They love grass over there.
そうだね。草好きだね。
Seems like Japanese people don't really like grass that much.
あったら好きなんだろうけど、あんまりないね。
The grass culture is pretty weak here.
ヨーロッパも結構あるけどね。Grass. Grass no field.
When I was in Austin, everyone just talks about their lawns. Oh, I'm thinking about getting, you know, this other type of grass. I've been getting, you know, this kind of weed. So I was putting this kind of stuff on that weed and, you know.
だからもう趣味だよね、みんなの。
Yeah, it's serious business.
Serious business.
It's serious business.
そういうのあるから日本で、みんながやってる。
盆栽。
みんなやってないじゃん。おじいちゃんとかじゃん。
猫。I don't know.
なんだろうね。あんまりわかんないね。
Yeah, there isn't really a lawn culture here. But Japan does do a lot with trees. Yeah. I always see trees like wrapped.
What?
They always wrap trees.
What?
You don't see that? Where they take some weird stuff and they wrap the tree in it? I don't know why they do that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know. It just seems like they take good care of trees here.
Oh.
And there's a lot of trees in Asagaya too. All along.
そうね。Asagaya 木多いね。そうだね。場所によってはね、結構意外と頑張ってるけどね。Yeah.
Next, an agency of the federal government of the United States is still using floppy disks for important tasks. This agency is the Federal Register, the Daily Journal of the U.S. government.The government printing office where the Federal Register is located accepts and manages documents on CD-ROMs and floppy disks, but refuses flash drives, SD cards, and email. The following reasons have been cited for this outdatedness. The government's secure email system being too expensive, underfunding, security concerns, and slow adoption of technology.
アメリカ政府の一部が重要なドキュメントの管理に際して今でもフロッピーディスクを使用していることが分かりました。フロッピーディスクを使っているのは政府機関の定期刊行物を発行する連邦官報事務局で、 SD カード、E メール、フラッシュドライブなどは一切使わないということです。この時代遅れの理由ですが、安全なメールシステムを構築するコストがないこととセキュリティの心配からだそうです。 E メールも使わないの？
Well, they don't acceptthey don't accept documents in email form. They might actually use email internally. I don't know. But...
じゃあどうやって紙で送れってこと？
No, they scan paper documents. They scan the document. They put the file on a floppy disk and, or a CD-ROM. And then they mail... They put the floppy disk in an envelope and they mail it.
やばいね。いつの時代だよ。
What I'm... Well, they're using floppy disks, but what I'm wondering is, what kind of computers are they using?
ね。
If they're using floppy disks.
フロッピーディスクが入るパソコンってもう、だから後付けのやつかな。
New computers don't even take CD-ROMs anymore.
Yeah, but they must have this 外付けの floppy disk reader みたいな。
Yeah, but how is that like a floppy disk reader for a new computer, you think?
Yeah, I mean, だって floppy disk...
They must be using the old cream-colored compact
with like
128 megabytes of memory or something.
もう壊れてるでしょ、さすがに。 やばすぎる。
But I feel like Japan is just as old. Anytime I go to a Japanese government office, I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
are you guys seriously stacking paper like that?
Yeah, あのね、そこまでじゃないよ。 I used to go all the time. でもフロッピーディスクほどではないよ、さすがに。
They love papers.
They love papers. They love printing. And they love scanning too. But フロッピーディスクはさすがに見たことないね。
I'm such a sucker for new technology. I absolutely abandon something as soon as possible.
メールもダメとかね。まあ、たまに企業で、あの、メールで送っていいですかって言うと、いや、あの、郵送でお願いしますっていうところあるけど、ちょっとびっくりするもん。え、なんでメールじゃダメなんだろうと思って。ね。PDF とかでいいじゃんみたいな。
So, this is just one specific example from the US government. Mm. But I feel like all governments have this problem, and it really inconveniences the people.
Yeah.
Like the method of voting, for example.
Mm.
Are we really scribbling on pieces of paper and mailing them? Like, are we really doing that?
まあ、あと年金のやつとかもね。全部手作業だったからもう、
I hate that 年金 crap.
もう間違いがすごい大量にあったみたいな、
yeah.
とか
年金、registering for classes for university
yeah
was all paper and like just old
確かに
crap
確かにあの単位いくつ取れてるかチェックするのとかもね手書きで計算してとかだったよね。
Well, they have no central system
Yeah.
That would keep track of who's already signed up for what classes. So they
yeah.
had no way to efficiently allocate students to different classes.
そうね。
So my first year at university here, I only took two classes.
え?
I only took two.
なんで?なんで?なんで?
Because everything else conflicted.
え?
And I couldn't take any other classes because I didn't have the prerequisites because it was my first semester. So I ended up.
わかった。9月入学だから。
Yeah.
ああ、そっか。私4月だったから、その prerequisite から始まるじゃん。4月が。
I got screwed. I got screwed.
変なの。
So every single semester after that, I had to take extra, a lot extra.
そうだよね。Wow, that sucks. So あとなんかあの休校の時とかもさ、行かないとわかんないとかね。
Yeah.
行って紙で貼ってあって、oh, なんだ。
Yeah, I guess I'll go home now.
Yeah, 期待見なかった。
I guess I'll go sit in the library.
そう、でもあれを見るしか手段がないっていう。今ちょっと良くなってるかもしれないけど、何年か経ってるから。でも、
Yeah, it's not government, so it's better. It gets better. But all the government stuff is terrible. It's terrible. The tax stuff, terrible. Like, what do you mean I gotta fill this crap out? That should all be...digitized.
Yeah.
Like, why are we wasting so many resources doing everything by paper? So many things get lost. So many errors are made.
紙が好きなんだよね。あとの保険、国民保険と年金を自分で払うってなると、あの、だからフリーランスとかになって、そうするとさ、あの、1月分、2月分ってスリップが来るんだよね。でそれプラス1月から12月一気に払いますかっていう紙も来るの、だから一気に払うとその一個一個の月のやつはもうゴミじゃん、
yeah.
とかあの保険の金額が変わるとまた新しいのが1月2月3月で送られてきて前のやつは捨ててくださいみたいな It's so confusing だから、
yeah.
どれが一番アップデートなやつでどれが自分が払ってどれが払ってないか分かんなくなっちゃうの。
There's so many bad outdatedinefficient systems that、
ね、
that we like younger our generation was just kind of born into this. We didn't sign up for this. We didn't ask for this. We didn't design this. We didn't vote for this. And when you're raised around cell phones and iPads and computers, like I've been around computers my entire life. I've been around computers since like 1990 at least. And soFor me to live, you know, a quarter century since then, and to still be doing shit on paper, it's like what?
Yeah.
I thought we had the computer thing figured out when I was born.
Yeah.
Am I seriously filling shit out on paper right now?
So,
ne. Like, what have you guys been doing for the last 25 years.
Yeah, 確かに。あと、あの、住所の変更とか、
あ
の、
だから、
あの、住民票登録して、国民保険とか全部切り替えて、免許も更新しに行って、
What about
で、パスポートも変えてとか、なんで、一箇所で変えたらさ、全部自動的に変わるようにしてくれればいいのに、だってみんな同じじゃん、やらなきゃいけないことは。
うん、
でも、いちいちそのオフィスに行って、すごい待ってやんなきゃいけないじゃん。それとかね、どうにかなんないのかね。そんな大変なのかなって思っちゃうんだけどね。I don't know.
So much bureaucratic nonsense. I had to change my name recently.
Right.
I don't want to say what my name actually is. But I've had at least 4 or 5 different names in my life. Like different variations of my name. And the reason is that the Japanese government never really... Like, my father's only recognized as like a side note. Like, like a comment.
そうね、
on my birth certificate.
あれだよね、外国人の旦那さんは戸籍に入れないんだもんね、旦那として。
Yeah. So my name ended up getting all weird.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah.
And then I was using my American name instead of that sometimes because people couldn't figure out my actual Japanese name. And eventually I just changed my Japanese name to simplify it. But it doesn't match my American. It's just the whole thing's a disaster.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. ね、もっとなんか分かりやすくしてほしいよね。
Yeah, I can't even deal with my mail.
Mm-hmm.
Like I check my mailbox, it's like 95% chirashi.
Oh.
And then 4% nanking stuff that doesn't matter. And then like the rest of it's like tax stuff and company stuff and all this other.
Yeah.
But I get like zero emails about any of it. No one emails me saying, here's your electricity bill. No one emails me saying, here's your water bill.
そうね。
No one emails me saying, here's the 年金 situation. No one emails me, like, what?
あとさ、あの、ビルが遅れちゃう時あるじゃん。水道とか払い忘れて、1日、2日とか。
Yeah.
そうすると、その紙も使えないんだよね。だからそれ持ってコンビニ行くと、あ、もう期限切れてるんで払えませんみたいな。But I'm trying to pay. I'm trying to pay them, but they refuse it.
Yeah.
で、またそのなんか新しい紙が送られてくるの、こっちで払ってくださいみたいな。
Yeah.
それまで払いたくても払えないみたいな。It's like,、mm. え、どういうこと？もうおかしくない？
Yeah, so we have all these stupid, outdated systems.
Yeah.
And then we hear about stuff like, oh, we lost all the 年金 payment records and stuff. And it's like, well, of course you did.
Yeah.
Because you're using this stupid system, you dummies. Fucking change it. What are you doing?
手書きだからね。
But nothing changes.
ね。
Ridiculous. 残念。
Yeah.
It is 残念。
Yeah, it is. はい。お話は以上。
以上です。
明日ね。明日の火曜日、25時から27時まで。
Yep.
爆笑問題カーボーイにゲスト出演。
Yes.
最初の1時間はヤクミツルさんで、次の1時間がマミー&マイケル。っていうことでね。ついに。なんかまだまだと思ってたら、意外と明日だった。
Yeah, all of a sudden it's tomorrow. What happened?
Yeah. Yeah. ね。ちょっと楽しみだね、かなり。どんな感じの話になるのか。私たちが、今年の印象に残ったニュースみたいなのを紹介して、あとはリスナーの人からあの募集したなんかマミとマイケルにコメントしてほしいニュースみたいなのを選ぶんだって。それにうちらがコメントするっていう。全然知らないのだったらどうしよう。 It's like I don't know anything about it.
Well, I 普通に say that on here too, so.
確かにそうだね。ね、ちょっとさ、今日の朝の話していい？
Yeah.
今日朝ね、あの通訳の仕事があって行ってたのね。それがあのエログッズ、アメリカの有名なあのエログッズ、女の人用のバイブレーターとかの会社の CEO の通訳の仕事だったの。
Did they pay you in dildos?
No. Who does that?
I don't know.
すごい楽しかった。あの通訳だからこう真面目に話さなきゃいけないじゃん。
うん、
だからこのポッドキャストのノリとちょっと違う、ね、真面目な顔してさ私もいるわけよ、うん、会議で。で、あのそのバイブレーターは回転式ですかとか真面目な顔で知ってる、あのローテイトするバイブレーター、グイーンって、
yeah, I think
そう、そっちの方が人気なんだって日本は。とかなんか、
So mommy is doing this hand movement right now to show me how the vibrator moves.
そう。
This could be a GIF. GIF, すいません。
GIF. そう、あとあの、このローターは日本人の女性にはちょっと大きすぎるとか、の話をなんかオフィスでずっとして、そのオフィスもなんか、すごいのもうエログッズが大量に置いてあって、女の子のパネル、カーボードのカラーパネルとか、なんかエロいのとか置いてあって、そこの中でそう真面目に会議するっていう。
Yeah. This was like Christmas for you.
Yeah, it was so much fun. なんか、真面目にバイブの話とかしないじゃん。まあ、その人たちはもちろん仕事だから真面目に話してるんだけど、なんか、こっちの新しい製品が出て、なんたらで、とか、ボタンが押しやすくなって、とか。It was so funny.
Interesting.
で、その CEO に聞いたのね、私。この製品をテストする人いるの？って。その仕事の人。
Are you trying to find more work?
No, just like I was just curious, right? And then he told me that he has a lot of bloggers. だから商品を送ってそのブロガーに製品を試してもらう。
Is this going to be on mommy's blog?
No, やんないよ。でもそのブロガーがいつもその製品試してるから慣れてきちゃって、なんていうの、もっと強い刺激、もっと強い刺激じゃないともう感じないみたいになっちゃうんだって。だからそれはそれで問題なんだよねって言ってた。
Yeah, the bitter vibrating dildo critic
Yeah
would be a pain to deal with.
Yeah, なんかもうこんなんじゃ全然ダメみたいな、真面目に、
あ、使えない、
そうそうそう、
like, throws this dildo that you've spent the last 5 years designing.
そう、でも最近ね、やっぱりそのバイブレーターも種類がものすごいあって、競合の何 competitors もすごいいっぱいいるんだって。面白いよね。でその国によってやっぱりターゲット、あの、その何、売れる製品の種類が違うから、うん、ロシアと日本と中国は結構リアルなやつが売れるけど、アメリカとかだと結構スタイリッシュな、一見ちょっとエログッズに見えないようなおしゃれなやつとかがもっと売れるとか、いろいろあるんだって、
huh. But the Japanese ones are obviously エログッズ。
うん、もうどう見てもみたいな、リアルな見た目の方が人気で売れるらしい。で、しかも回転式のやつ、すごいよね。で、あの回転式のにこの突起がついてるやつ、for clitoris、
yeah, yeah.
それをあの they call it rabbit
rabbit、
うん、rabbit ear みたいだから、
one rabbit ear
what? no no no
rabbit ear だったら2つ
あるじゃん、 so dick and
oh,
こっち、
oh, oh, okay.
そう、だから普通になんかRabbit はなんちゃらでとか言って会議でずっと言ってて、
うん、
すごい楽しかったの、朝からすごい勉強になったっていうね、この変な。
Were you calling people penis?
No, no? I wish I did. I wish I did. But ちょっとね、この面白い体験をみんなにシェアしたかったの。
Interesting.
そう、そんなこともやっていますっていうね、ことでした。
Dildo testing ね。
Testing してないよ。OK、 あのこの間ね、 Facebook であの秘密保護法について聞いたら、みんながすごい熱血なあの回答いろいろしてくれて、
その第三者のことどうなったの？
結局そのまま通っちゃったよ。
Oh really?
うん、
そっか、そのまま、
うん、 I think yeah、 だって、うん、they didn't have any time to change it right? もう次の日だったから、
うん、
yeahSo it passed, ね?
Really?
Yeah. まあこれからどうなっちゃうんですかね。
Interesting.
Yeah, 結構 Facebook ではね、みんな怒ってたけどね。
Well,
もう引っ越すみたいな。
Yeah,
日本から出ていきます。
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm surprised how many Japanese people care about it.
まあ結構みんなケアしてるでしょ。だってうちらの Facebook にもすごいコメントみんなつけてくれたし、mm. あのやっぱオンラインとか見ても。すごい話されてるし。
Yeah, this, the State Secrets Protection Bill, I think has really hurt Japan's image overseas.
まあそうね。しかもさ、これ通ったから、 じゃあ経過を見守っていきましょうって言っても秘密だから経過見守れないんだよねこっちは、
I think it was a huge mistake. I think more important for Japan's security is to have the rest of the world on Japan's side.
Yeah.
To make sure that the United States and the UK and all these other countries agree with Japan and sees Japan as a country that's trying to do the right thing.
Well, US you know? Loves this.
The government
They're
so does, happy. But not the people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But it's always the same, no? Like the Japanese government is happy with it. The US government is happy with it, but the people are not. Right? So...
I don't know. I don't think it worked out well for Japan in the long run. I think it's better to have the world's people on Japan's side. Just in case something does go wrong, that's what you want for security.
Yeah.
More than some stupid state secrets bill.
Yeah. そうね。まあ、デルドの話から急にね、ちょっと政治の話になった。
Yeah, that's what happens on this, on this podcast.
さすが。というわけで、明日ね。
Yep.
明日か明日ね TBS で頑張ってきますので、うん、皆さん応援よろしくお願いしますというわけでまた今度の木曜日 Yay! I got it right! I got it right! But これあのラジオのおかげだけど明日ラジオってことは明日火曜日だからみたいな
Yeah.
木曜日にねまた火曜日の感想とかも言えればいいなと思いますので、mm. ぜひよろしくお願いします引き続き Twitter、Facebook、Instagram などなどであのね、
mm.
話しかけてもらえると
iTunes reviews too
あそうだ話しかけてもらえるとありがたいです、
mm.
終わり
終わりです
バイ
バイ